Appreciate that. So, as I said, very unconventional, right? Scott usually has this moment of the service as a moment to share about what is going on around our community and share what has been done in good works, right? In a way to inspire us and to equip us to not only be a people that gathers and a people that prays, but also a people that serves our community. Why is this so unconventional? Because this month I would like to share about a local mission, not that is local to us, but that is local to me 7,000 miles away in a place called the City of God. Has anybody here seen the movie City of God? Lucky you. If it's hard for you to consume very heartfelt and very hardcore violence and, you know, I don't know how else to describe that, craziness, don't watch it. But if you want to hear a little bit about the place that I served in my last years in Rio de Janeiro, please feel free to take a look. And I want to talk a little bit about a ministry that we have there. But before that, let's contemplate a little bit of the beauty of my city, right? Rio de Janeiro. That's likely how you guys see it on most media, and it's an amazing, beautiful place. It's not by chance that 2 weeks after I met Rachel in real life, I gave her a ring and she said yes. I mean, we had a Hawaiian table in a beach pretty much like this. Who would say no, right? I was a smart dude.
Just want to make sure I heard that right. 2 weeks after you met?
In real life.
Okay.
Yes, you've read this life. Long story, we can share later. This is another beautiful town, Barra da Tijuca. It is a place that grew in the past 40 years. 40 years ago, this was a forest. Then new people in the sales business in Rio de Janeiro decided to move to this place and make this a very Americanized town. It's fancy. This is the view of a hotel in Barra da Tijuca. You have nice shopping malls. By the way, malls in Portuguese are called shopping. So let's go to the shopping. That's how we usually say in Portuguese. We don't have a word for mall, so we borrowed a wrong word in English, but that's okay. This is the biggest shopping mall in America Latina, in Latin America, sorry. How interesting, though, that 10 minutes away from all that beautiful, I had other pictures that didn't make, but all that the beautiful scenes, 10 minutes away, we have this, the City of God. This is like one of the biggest shanty towns in Rio de Janeiro. It's a very particular one because usually these slums, they are in hills. Right? That's where the slaves had to escape after they were freed and they had nowhere to go. The wealthiest decided to stay close to the amenities in town. Whoever was freed as slaves went to hit the hills. One of them suffered a huge catastrophe in a big heavy rain season and their dwellers had to move to this place. And how interesting, the name that they decided to name the place is City of God, and a lot of the streets are named after Bible characters. And with all this legacy, yet this is what I see, extreme poverty. I mean, you can barely say that this is from the same country, right? It's even hard to believe that. And God has raised this beautiful lady here among other people. But this is one that I know. Her name is Miriam. Again, another unconventional thing about this ministry is that it's not specifically tied to any organization, you know? She serves her local church. It's a Methodist church in Brazil. Methodists can be a lot more charismatic in Brazil than you may think of, so just so you know. And she was literally rescued from a life of extreme depravity, you know, 40 years ago, and decided to give her life to Jesus. And it's amazing how this has impacted her family, first of all, and that community as well. Why am I saying this? By the way, as you can see, they love your country, so that's a good thing. This is Miriam's daughter, Tamara. Tamara, to me, is an example of how the gospel can change somebody's destiny, you know? Miriam is highly uneducated. You know, I don't think that she has even gone past seventh grade. And that's the reality most of her family, because this is how things go in the city of God. They just don't believe that that's an opportunity that they can have, first of all, and they have nobody to come and tell them, hey, you can do it. You know, it's a reality that is changing, but it's changing little by little. However, because Miriam decided to give her life to God, God showed her value. God showed that she is a lot more than what the environment that she is surrounded by tells her that she is. And, you know, I am so proud of her, because she's a person who can navigate through a very poor community and go to, you know, a very rich community as well, and she will feel at home, you know? And I think it's because of, you know, the truth that the value that God has given her. And because of that, Tamara has had a lot of opportunities. She was the first girl in her family, the first person in her family to finish college. She's a nurse now, and she's nursing in São Paulo. I'm really proud. She's kind of a sister of mine. And there has been a lot of blessings within that family. And they don't stop there. They, you know, look for opportunities to bless the community all the time, you know. And Miriam has given her life to this community to the point of, how can I say, she's being recognized as such, to the point that this lady here, her name is Anita, and she is literally the biggest national sensation in the music. I cannot speak as much as, you know, her music, but she heard about the work that Miriam does in the community of Rocinha 2, which is like an addendum to the city of God, and I would say it's the slum of the slum. That's the poorest place there. Miriam gives the little that she has to that community all the time, and again, her fame was such that Anita reached out to her and said, hey, I would like to help the community. What can I do? What I thought was so interesting is that Miriam's ministry goes way beyond giving or doing something for somebody. She believes that relationship is the stronger piece. So she told Anita, okay, it's great that you want to help the community, but I have some conditions. First of them, you have to come and you have to see what the people that you are helping, and you can have no security guards, which was a big hassle, but she was able to make it happen. And here is Anita sharing some food packages with this community. As you can see, this is the result of that. And I think it was so impacting. I mean, I don't think it's something that we see every day. A kid in this community be able to reach out to somebody who has had so much exposure, you know, in the country. So the ability that Miriam had to connect these two worlds, and the value that Dali, even though she's not a Christian singer, just to put it out there, but the value that Dali could bring just by coming and holding her hands is something that is going to be impacted in that kid's life forever. There were donuts afterwards, by the way, which is great. Here we see Brazil, so we are very patriotic like you guys. And here we see a message that says, peace in the slum. And Miriam is constantly targeting her ministry as well to kids. She's constantly engaging with the kids on the streets, and she usually has them. Was she working with any kids when you were there in the community? Because there were some points in...
She was fostering.
Exactly. Yeah. And she had times when, I was going to say that she loves those kids so much that if she sees that the kid's completely abandoned, you know, she just brings them to their home. And it's a hard ministry because the success rate, you know, it's a very discouraging ministry to invest in kids' life in that community because the success rate is not that high. But we've seen a lot of these kids coming out of a life of drugs or possibly a life of drugs and abuse. A good example is Ingrid. Ingrid is a girl that come from a terrible past of abuse in her family. She stayed with Miriam for a little while. She is one of the good stories. You know, she is now in church. She's loving Jesus, and she's doing a lot better as well. So I would like to share a little bit of this, you know, a little bit of this local ministry that, you know, is from a person that I deeply respect. So next week, God willing, we'll be able to have a little chat with Miriam. I am hoping to be able to connect with her on Skype. So let's pray that this is going to be possible. I have to test the internet and everything. And I would encourage you to think of questions. What do you want to know about this ministry, about the work that Miriam does in her community, about the reality of the community? Maybe you want to commit to pray for them for the next 3 months, and you know, maybe you want to know more about them, and we'll talk about other opportunities that we may have to help this community. But yeah, for now I wanted to share a little bit of picture. So we're gonna have this interview next week. I wanna do some prayer requests the week after, and then we can do some offering and see how we can help some families mostly in need there. Hopefully Miriam will be able to share the families and the areas in the community that she is helping the most next week. So more to come soon, folks. Do you want to do moments of grace?
Sure. Thanks.
All right.